Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everybody. It's Law Crimes. How's it going, everybody?
God, I always vibe to that intro song still. It's always every time.
Hey, Hal, before we start, you're looking fetching today.
What's that? Every day, brother. Every day. Merchandise, boys. Official hoodies, t-shirts, stickers. Honestly, I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. It's actually quite comfy. I was surprised because a lot of other merch, are like, you hear the people that represent it and you're like, that's how you can tell it's like crap, but this one actually is pretty good. So thank God, it's decent. Good merch. Hell yeah. Welcome everyone. Today is another episode of Versus. For all the audio listeners out there, we are wearing our nice merchandise. So if people want to go check that out, we have things on our channel, descriptions, all that good stuff. But today is where we put aside friendship. And this is where we get angry at each other.
The chat is unbelievable right now.
That's unbelievable. Unbelievably.
I just got saved.
Colin, stop encouraging them.
As Colin did say earlier, put your milkers away. We're going to get straight into some lore versus. Today, we have two glorious champions representing Death Watch and also Beel Tarn. Is that right? I had a doubt for a second there. We didn't actually say which one of you guys wants to go first. Anyone feeling particularly?
I have a coin in that.
Andy is a coin.
Actual coin.
I want to go last in the minute of hate, though. That's my request.
Okay. Well, we got. So it's Dark Angel or Azrael. Pick one of the two.
I like Azrael.
He dropped it. Jesus Christ. Welcome to the quality content. Hope everyone's having a good night themselves. We'll miss you.
Al,
it's Dark Angels.
They come here.
I'll go second.
They come here for you three to give quality content. They come here to watch me be the circus seal.
Oh, I've been taking a lot of heat recently, though. Mm-hmm. you've become less of like, my favorite. It's crazy. I've missed the coin toss.
So I get to pick. I'm gonna go second.
What? You get to pick? Oh, this guy. What a troll.
How it goes.
All right.
I will hand over to Colin to moderate. We want only fair jabs. Talk up your faction, talk down the other faction, just go for it. Try not to swear too much unless it really deserves it though.
There's been no swearing yet.
We will have each interval for people who are new to Versus. At the end of each, there's like three rounds, a couple minutes each, and then of each round where they're both gone, we have a little small review section / they'll answer a few of me and Colin's questions, though. I guess then, Eli, are you ready to big up round one?
Yes, sir.
Colin, you on the timer?
I've got the timer ready. On the count of three, your round starts. 3, 2, 1. Go.
All right. I'm not sure how much time I've made for myself, but that's okay because this defense cannot be beaten. There's no 1 minute of hate in this versus episode. This is all hate because this is Craft World. Beel Tarn, baby. We are the goats of the Eldar. All right. I'm going to give you a little history. What if Kane was looking at you saying, hey, you are my go-to guy? What if Kane was saying that to you? Imagine that for a second. What if Kane said that you're such a physical beast, you're such a nasty physical Eldar, that I'm basically going to make you in charge of the resurgence of the Azeriani people? You're basically so humped up and shredded that I have no choice but to make you a legend amongst the craft worlds. You know, around the fall, I would say to myself, man, this Kane guy is up to no good. I hate this. I can't take any more of this. I don't know what I'm going to do. What am I going to do? I'm Kane's top guy. What am I going to do? Caleb mentioned Kane chose me to lead the revolution. I'm an Alpha Eldar, okay? I dominate a lot of species daily. I dominate them. I absolutely dominate them. All the species in the galaxy, with my physical presence, with my smell, my pheromones, the way I talk, my aspect path, my Bazakin technique. I dominate daily. I use a combination of lies, manipulation, genocide, shuriken rounds, gaslighting, bullying, insulting, and flexing to make sure everyone in my craft world stays on the warrior path. Whoa, Kayla mentioned Kane needs me? Okay, I'll do it. I'm going to bat for you, Kane. I got your back, Kane, because we are the OGs. We literally never gave up and still commit base and epic genocide throughout the entire galaxy. Death to all Maokai except Talarn. Death to the orcs. Death to everyone that isn't Eldar. We hate Xenos up in this craft world, Maokai. Oh, we need to preserve our race. We need to not provoke the other species of the galaxy. We need to avoid conflict. Shut up, you stupid retard farcer. This is Beel Tan. We kill people. We obliterate chaos with and without Ayan Azelos. They're stupid. They're pussies. They couldn't handle the truth. The truth is we have to slaughter every man, woman, and child. We've been looking at the main world. We obliterated 10 space marine chapters and 2 sector fleets. Easy! We are beat, Kane pilled. The sword wind is an unstoppable force of aspect warriors committed to a lightning assault that eradicates all life in its way. We have the most aspect shrines and warriors because we are goaded with the spirit sauce. We are in runs for pussies. We kill people up in this craft world, Maokai. Die, Avengers. We got those. We got those. We got those. Shining spears. We got those. Disdainful. We got that. Base Marine plot armor. We beat that. Chaos. We beat that. Tyranids. We beat that. Anything. We beat that because we are the goats. Council of Farseers, Council of Retards! We are a Council of Ensarks, baby! Because we kill people! Court of the Young King, for life! Path of the Warrior, for life up in this hole! When it's time to kill people, we sacrifice the Young King to get an avatar of Kane to kill even more people! Because we are Kane's top guy! Our craft world blew up because we were saving you retards from chaos, and we are still out here! We just have more craft world now! Easy! We still play mad defense on Maiden Worlds after blowing up because we are the goats and all the other Eldar are stupid. We team up with Talarn to beat the Iron Warriors because real recognizes real. We are war criminals. Not even your bacteria is safe because we got the Void Spinner, baby, an engine of Vol. All the other Eldar hate this thing because they are stupid. This eradicates everything down to the microscopic level using bacteria and wraithbone parasites because the ends justify the means up in this craft world. When we are done with you, not even a microscope will be able to find your remains. We will erase you! Are you even sentient if you aren't an Eldar? I don't think so! So what's the big deal? I give the floor to the Maokai.
Wow. Wow.
I'm overstimulated.
I think an Exarch just possessed him.
Yeah. The spirit of Kane just became part of Eli there.
The mic was peaking at a certain point.
I thought that was usually the tone we take after the introductory, but he just went full bore.
Well, usually it is. But the spirit of racism is flowing through Eli.
12-year-old Eldar in your COD lobby experience. Yeah. Tom Warren. Is...
Oh, dear. Okay, Andy, are you ready to follow that? Damn.
I'm going to play a different tact, though, but yes.
Oh, my God. I need to get relaxed. I'm a... Whew. Okay. Jesus Christ. People would like shout out to Mini Liver King. Jesus. Colin, do you want to get ready on the timer?
He's taking his shirt off.
Oh no.
He's getting ready
for the next round.
So join us after this when we have Eli play Dota 2 on stream.
Andy, you ready?
Ready to go.
I on a count of three. 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, so that was a very amusing bunch of opening statements from the Xbox 10-year-old talking about how great his faction is. Now let's just go for the brass tacks. The Death Watch were created during the final moments of the War of Beasts after the orcs proved a big problem because the Eldar haven't been a threat for 10,000 years. Might as well make the Death Watch just to flex on them as a bonus. Kane made Beel Tan. Oh, the same guy who gets bodied by Ultramarines for breakfast every other day. Big whoop. Plot armor. You want to talk about plot armor? You guys could use some plot armor because you guys take so many L's. I wish you had enough plot armor to get you one victory every blue moon. Your craft world blew up. Who cares? Terra's still standing, baby. Not to mention the following watch fortresses. The Eye of Retribution, Fatal Redress, Final Mercy, Hallowed Sword, Lance of Darkness, Nemesis, Pyre Imperius, Robidoux, Silent Slayer, Spear of Fury, Thunder's Ward, Wrathbringer. Oh, are you homeless? That's a shame. We got all this real estate. What's your excuse? You've been here for millennia. We've been here less than 10,000 years. We've been here a couple of few thousand years. And you can't even like have one craft world that you can't get blown up. That's sad. As far as these pathetic Eldar go, we can just break them in so many ways. We got our Aquila, Dominatus, Furon, Malleus, Purgatus, Venator tactics to take every single one of you out. We got our Exterminatus weapons. The guy who's still in charge, Asghar Warfist, the leader, is a wolf lord from the Space Wolves. Plot armor incarnate who can crush anyone. And this guy met Commander Courland during the War of Beasts, and he's still in charge. We got over 110 Space Marine chapters as part of the Death Watch, which means we have untold amounts of tactics and abilities to take care of your meager resistance. Also, we've got the Corvus Blackstar, the coolest gunship in all of 40K. Don't at me, it's just true. We use your Xenos technology against you, so you're not even safe from your own weapons. And that's not to mention the fact that we have bolters, which are the best weapons in the game. So we can use the best stuff plus your stuff against you, and you have no excuse to survive. Big whoop. Oh, also, question, where's the Bail Tarn Codex? Anyone? Is this it? No, I can't find it anywhere. Factions so irrelevant, they've not been mentioned in lore for the last, what, like 20 years, other than a side note, villain of the week? Who gives a shiz? Also, how about we go through a quick rundown of the Death Watch books? We got City of Ruin, Deathhenge, Final Sanction, No No Fear, Litany of War, First Founding, Mark of the Xenos, Oblivion's Edge, Rites of Battle, The Achilles Assault, The Emperor Protects, The Emperor's Chosen, The Jericho Reach, The Nemesis Incident, The Outer Reach, Honor the Chapter, and Rising Tempest. Question, where's the Bail Tarn books? Where's the Bail Tarn lore that isn't just a lexicon and page referencing White Dwarf? Sad, sad state of affairs. As much bluster as Eli started this with, it's a testament to how little he has to say, because all he could do was go, I like the Bail Tarn. I've got no actual points. I'm just going to flex my muscles because they're cool. I'm sorry, bud, but you're going to have to bring some actual facts and logic, because Death Watch don't care about your feelings. We'll kill you anyway. And that's my opening page statements. So,
you guys are too
so
much.
Cold it made him cough.
Jesus Christ. What the hell was that? I'm not gonna lie. Bruh. For all the audience, we should probably explain what happened on during that. Eli started flexing the entire time, and Andy was and then he started went down the floor and started doing press up hand claps.
I saw
it's quite the interesting dichotomy here we have with the arguments. Andy had had some good points. I appreciate you for reminding me the Corvus Blackstar exists before it goes back into the memory hole.
It's in cool. The intro for Space Marine 2. It's really cool.
It is really cool. It's really cool. But I am going to forget about it again. But it is cool. And some, you know, he brought up, you know, Death Watch uses Xeno's weapons, so they can act, that can definitely be helpful. It was a nice argument. Had some jabs in there about, you know, Eldar lore and the criminal lack thereof, which is unfortunate. But then we have the other side of the argument, which is, that's a nice argument you have there. I don't think your bench record is enough to back it up, though. The energy, you know, easily give it to Eli that if these two groups were to actually argue, I think Eli would be how they would be arguing. Just rampaging screaming.
I think I almost forgot some of the points Eli made. I just remember the vibes. Like, and then that's just kind of...
It overshadowed his own points.
we have quite a few donations, by the way, that we might have to... make some way through.
Let's go for him now. Why not?
Donkey Man USA, Eli Flo goes hard. Appreciate the $2. Thank you. So I'm assuming there's an Eli one immediately. Thank you, Mr. Milo. Tom Warren again, the 12-year-old Elder on your COD lobby experience. Truly. Mini Liver King has gone off dropping gamer words, Caleb Collins. I think we did drop a few words there. Chopper Squadron. Thank you for the $2. This is what we're going to do to Caleb and Sam
Hyde on the PFP. Rock Sam Hyde.
Okay, because again, is Eli as tall as a Votan even?
Ooh,
maybe.
Damn. Something bold like Lucius. I can't even read that out on stream. I don't know how much of Kane's approval is.
The Beeltan avatar Kane.
My man Lucius, like, is his job.
Fought Scarbrand and didn't lose.
Hang on. We got round two coming up.
Death Watch are the Inquisitors come and sent to death.
Disgusting.
Glass Lord said, when is Nagash versus Vecna coming, or Nagash versus Arthas? I mean, Nagash has to have something. Like, it's more about ego for Nagash rather than, like, undead things. Oh, my God. Do you have any possible question that either one of them can answer? I do have one for both.
I'll let
of them.
You go first.
Andy mentioned that he asked, like, where's Beeltan's codex? Andy, what is the, like, how would you guys justify each of your army, like, the current state of Warhammer 40k, like, 10th edition, for each of your armies?
What do you mean? Like,
is that Death even
Watch, a question? Like, I mean, for Andy. He hasn't played
it. But it was like, Death Watch, as of, you mentioned that Beeltan don't have, like, a codex, but Death Watch's codex just got vetoed, and now it's technically...
Yeah, but at least we had one. At least we had one, and you can still use Death Watch, and they'll be back. They'll be back, and you can still use them. Like, Beeltan doesn't have a dedicated faction. Doesn't, like, it's a footnote in the Warhammer setting.
Eli, how do you say what were you?
We had in 9th edition when they were craft rules. Beeltan had their own rules and stratagem and relic.
Yeah, but they didn't have a codex, did they? Mm. They had rules. They were part of a
larger
whole.
Because we're not space marines, so we don't get separate codexes for every single.
Exactly my point. And I'm not being funny. Where were Beeltan in the new Space Marine 2 game?
The Space Marine chapters don't have codex.
In that case, what was the Death Watch doing in the new Space Marine game?
Yeah, true, you all died.
In the opening? Being in the opening?
Dying.
Shooting a bunch of Tyranids. What do you mean? What were they doing? Itis was in them, therefore they had even more plot armor than usual.
Okay.
Colin, do you have a question for me, or do you want to save it for later? Too early to tell? Anything yet?
Too early to tell. I'm getting very different vibes coming from our debaters. I would like to get one more round before we move forth onto this one.
All right then, brothers. Right. This is round two. You have a bit of a shorter amount of time. Colin, are you ready with the timer? Eli, you're up first.
I am.
Okay, he's getting in fucking character. He's getting in character.
He's taking deep breaths, and he's, oh my god.
The deep breath.
Are you ready, Cap'n?
All
right, in 3, 2, 1, your 3 minutes begin.
First, I wanted to remind you that Beeltan defeated 10 Space Marine chapters and 2 sector fleets by themselves. But anyways, on to the important stuff. I'm moving different, man. This shit ain't nothing to me, man. I'm an Autarch. I'm biting the soul bubbles in the Infinity Circuit. We smoking Spirit Stones. Smoking that Eldrad, Uthron, Uthwanian, Furburger, Deluxe, Mega Quintillions, Ahra, Carandras, Bubba Kush. We smoking Wraithbone. I'm on 12 Aspects. Smoking on Drastanta Dick. We smoking Howling Banshee Boogers. We snoring that good Striking Scorpion, Tamarid, Assyriani, Jibbies. They must have amnesia because they forgot that I'm him! This shit ain't nothing to me, you stupid piece of shit. Step the wrong way and you will perish. That pussy feel like the web way. You think I care about this shit? Ask me if I care about this shit, because I don't give a shit. If I had an aspect for every time they said I would give a shit, I'd be nothing, because I don't give a shit. My bitch looked like Prince Uriel. I killed so hard they thought I was a Drukhari. This shit ain't nothing to me, man. I'll kill you, you stupid piece of shit. I hate Xenos. I hate Xenos. Ah! Ah! Ah!
Oh my god.
Are there any further statements?
Jesus Christ, what's going on, bro?
That was...
I don't have words. Jesus. Oh my god. Andy, you ready?
Hey, whenever you're ready.
Okay, how long have I got?
3 minutes.
Okay.
You good to go?
Yeah, I'm good to go.
You need a moment?
Someone wants to win this.
All right. Your time begins in 3, 2, 1, 3 minutes.
Eli, that was very amusing. But that said, other than a broken shirt, what was the merit of that rant? You say, oh, we crushed 10 Space Marine chapters. Were there any of note? We're not talking about John's Space Marine chapter. We're talking about the Xenos killing elite. And just to remind you, you haven't stomped a single Watch Fortress. They're spanning the entire span of the galaxy. Humanity, if it gave a damn, could squash this middling craft world, which doesn't have a home, by the way. Homeless Eldar in an afternoon if we really gave a damn. But realistically, we don't care because they're irrelevant. It's just a bunch of Eldar going like, oh, I want to be a Cornate Berserker, but I don't have the stones to do it properly because I'm not human. Oh, big whoop. Avatar of Kane. Oh, he's kind of edgy. There's just a bunch of Edlords in space who don't have a single crumb of relevance in the setting at all. When was the last time they were ever in a major battle that anyone gave a damn? They weren't in Arcs of Omen. They weren't in War of the Beasts. They weren't during the Horus Heresy. They weren't during any setting battle that anyone remembers and gives a damn about. They ain't got no lore. They ain't got no books. They ain't got no Primarchs. They ain't got any fans, because other than Eli, who's their biggest fan, who now needs to, you know, invest in a new vet, which is a bit of a shame. You know, that was probably a nice fit. At least it wasn't Lore Crimes Merch. Check out Lore Crimes Merch. At the same time, you know, the main crux of this debate is that it's all well and good being a man of rage and anger, showing off his pectorals, but, you know, men of culture, we don't need to have pectorals. We've got tattoos.
What is this person?
Nah.
Men of class. No. Debaters of class. Keep their shirts on when it's time to keep them on, and show off when it's time to show off. And we don't waste everyone's time with
1 minute
teenage rants. I'll call it there. How about that?
Colin, we're keeping our shirts on. Jesus Christ. We have some donations we need to get through. Bruh, Strip-off was not on the bingo card tonight. Oh my God. We have some donations from you beautiful people.
Thank you very much.
Caleb Collins for $2. He says, Death Watch are D-tier... Elves C tier's name's too long. I think I read that wrong. Parker Summerlin for the $20. Thank you, brother. I was able to attend the anniversary stream last week, but here's this donation. It's for the Children's Miracle Network. Thank you, brother. Thank you for the fun Friday afternoons. P.S. I was there where I was there, the Hal Sharumzied himself. Hashtag Sharumzied.
What is that word?
I don't know. Let me see.
It's when you do all of it. You shit, fart, and come at the same
time. No, that's tripling yourself.
Oh my God. I mean,
I don't know. Oh my God. Don't come on USA for $5. You know, you like people usually pay to watch someone.
Thank you, buddy, man. Well, I gave it to you for free today, buddy.
Yeah.
Kato Cons with another $4. Eli took his pre-workout to be extra mad. Leprechaun. Very un-Canadian of him, but very American slash red-pilled, acting like a true Andrew Tate fake alpha. Damn. So what you get is... sorry, sorry, stupid voice. You're Joe for $20. Thank you, brothers. In the words of Kendrick Lamar, I hate the way that elves talk. I hate the way they walk. I hate the way that they dress. If we catch an Eldar, it's going to be direct notice. And he said, it's not just me. I'm what Emperor feeling, man. Oh, my God.
Magic long time. Eli's...
Oh, my God, brothers. Thank you, Smashing Badger. Thank you. I think there's a few more. There's been like a rapid success of them. Oh, my God. Caleb Collins again. The shirtless. God. God. I hate that word. Andy's entering his Yakuza.
Nani.
Take my money, says DJB's. What is AED, bro? We're gonna work out what this is. I love this stream so much. Thank you, DJ Beast, resident. Stop sending me. Please, Lord. DJ Beast, stop sending me anime Cthulhu missile dating sims, please. I'm begging you.
Grim Dark Half. Hey, brother. You can see it. I hate Xenos. I hate Xenos. Broken shit. Aster. Mr. Milov, Law Crime Strip Streams team. How condemned?
Nah. Maybe in the next debate, maybe.
Don't promise them things.
No. I said maybe.
Okay.
All right, Colin. Folks, judges.
Too many thoughts, honestly.
I got a lot of thoughts right now. I'm trying to pick which ones to.
My most prominent thought is like I'm nervous for if I'm next on versus because that's like really raised the bar. Trying to remember what you guys actually said. Oh my god! Just for the audio listeners, Andy as well did take off his striptease as well. Basically, oh my goodness. What happened?
Mine was less a strip. It was more tease than strip. Whereas Eli just wrecked the shit. Whereas I just did a little. Hey, look.
I get Eli's vibes are just out of this world. But then when Andy hit me with the, you guys haven't been in anything major. You've been literally forgotten.
13th Black Crusade, bro.
They've done nothing.
Hold on. Who is this?
Black Crusade.
When people say the Black Crusades, they don't think, oh. That time when the obscure Eldar faction was involved. It's like, no, they think of Abaddon.
Shattering of Piltdown's whole storyline.
Does anyone remember it?
I do.
I thought so.
That was like 7th, 8th edition. That times.
You know, I've got a one question to for each of you. That has nothing to do with flexing and tattoos, unfortunately. So I don't think it's quite fitting this debate, but I have it anyways. For Eli, how do you justify Bail Tahn being in pieces? How do you put a positive spin on that? And half its people joining the Inari are being dead.
We fought the entirety of Slaanesh and Khorne's demon armies to save the universe, basically. I mean,
all right.
Are we going to bring up Artemis? Is that where this is going?
Yes, I was in fact going to do that. How do you justify a Death Watch captain stopping the death of Slaanesh?
Simple. We're not going to let the Eldar take credit for killing Slaanesh. We're going to do it, and the Emperor's going to do it properly. Done.
Okay.
Even though it was a pretty guaranteed way to get rid of Slaanesh.
Doesn't matter. We're not going to give the Eldar a win if we can help it. And not being funny, what was the last thing the Emperor do? Burned Nurgle's garden with beams of light. What's Bial Tahn done since? Nothing.
Also, even after we shattered, we were still playing mad defense on the Maiden Worlds with half of our people dead and still taking W's against Chaos.
I remember that tidbit.
I have an easy throw one. How would each of your factions cure racism?
We would cure it by killing every other race.
That is didn't...
The cure is at the end of my bolter.
Damn.
That's why you're like this is what I was hoping for.
This is what we were curating. I think we might have to move on to the minute of hate because
why even have the rat round at this point?
Everyone gets their turn.
Hate all the time.
They get their minute.
I am curious to see if like Eli's going to get steam coming out of his ears and maybe his hair's going to catch on fire and combust. I'm curious.
Any more left in the tank? Okay. Do you have the timer, Colin?
Yeah. Oh my god, what is going on here?
Oh, here we go.
You know what? Your 2 minutes starts in 3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
Go.
What did you just say about me, you little monk? I'll have you know I graduated top of my class in the Aspect Shrines, and I've been involved in numerous secret raids on the Eye of Terror, and I have over 300,000 confirmed kills. I am trained in guerrilla warfare, and I'm the top sniper in the entire Bial Tahn army. You are nothing to me but just another target. I will wipe you the hell out with precision the likes of which has never been seen before on this earth. Mark my words, you think you can get away with saying that shit to me over the new sphere? Think again, Monkai. As we speak, I am contacting my secret network of rangers across the galaxy, and your IP is being trained trace right now. So you better prepare for the Blade Storm, Megat. The Blade Storm that wipes out the pathetic little thing you call your life. You're dead, kid. I can be anywhere, anytime, and I can kill you in over 7,000 ways. And that's just with my bare hands. Not only am I extensively trained in unarmed combat, but I have access to the entire arsenal of the Beeltan Warrior Shrines, and I'll use it to its full extent to wipe your miserable ass off the face of the universe, you little shit. If only you could have known what unholy retribution your little clever comment was about to bring down upon you. Maybe you would have held your tongue, but you couldn't. You didn't. And now you're paying the price. You came damned idiot. I will shit fury all over you, and you will drown in it. You're fucking dead. Get out!
I'm going to assume that's the end because that's where the copypasta finished.
I mean, I wasn't wearing my headphones, but I could still hear him from a distance.
So you could hear him from across the ocean.
Bro's doing lines of creatine before each take. Damn. Oh my God. Andy, are you ready?
You know,
Go for it, Colin.
Coke doesn't make you angry, it only exasperates what's already there.
Oh, this is so not going to be monetized.
It's a score multiplier. Eli went for the high score. Yeah. Jeez.
Andy, you good to go?
Yeah, I'm good to go.
On 3, 2, 1, your 2 minutes are now.
Okay, in conclusion, the tale of Copeweld Beeltarn is this. They've never been relevant. They've never had a codex. They have barely any lore, no novels. They haven't been in any video games for a long time. Oh, he's putting an egg in his mouth. This is the tactics my opposition has to resort to. He knows he has nothing to work with. He knows it's a losing battle. So he's using spectacle and showing off his nipples to try and get ahead. Let's all be honest. The Eldar is already a bit of a hard sell, but a sub-faction of the Eldar is even more so. Death Watch, we got so much going for us. We're going to get a new Space Marine Codex for the Death Watch soon. It's inevitable. We're going to have all the backing of the Ordo Xenos and the Inquisition. We're in the video games in flashy 4K glory in the form of Space Marine 2. We even got an animatic recently with Warhammer TV. We're in the zeitgeist. We're current. We're modern. We're flexible. We're cool. We've got lore. We've got miniatures. What does Beeltarn have? They don't have a craft world because it's gone. Their patron saint is the guy that gets... He's the villain of the week that everyone beats up for lols because he's so weak. Need I say more? These guys are just... They're a footnote in Warhammer 40K. And if it weren't for the fact that Eli has a Adonis physique, the chat would not give a single vote for him. He's whoring his body out for points. But he doesn't have a single point to make. That's my closing statement.
Oof. Damn, I just feel depressed now for Beeltarn. I guess we have a few questions after that. We'll just go through the donations first. Just a few more there. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much for the donations. Caleb Collins, Eldar are more likely to be at Diddy Party.
Oh, God.
Sinesh got me acting unwise. Raw for $20. Thank you. In character, please. Who wants to say this one?
For Death Watch.
I need to read that. Oh, he wants to ask you guys each a question. Yeah. Okay. So for Death Watch, how does it feel to Lackeys of Mortals? How does it feel to be the Lackeys of Mortals, in brackets, Inquisitors, Andy? It's a good question.
I was just doing the poll.
How does it feel to be the Lackey of Inquisitors, the Lackey of Mortals? Your Space Marines,
Mortals. There's everyone's mortal in Warhammer apart from the Catan and the Emperor and the Chaos Gods. Beeltarn aren't exactly immortal. You put them in a shiny rock, they'll still die. They'll still crumble. But no, Inquisition has never done anything wrong ever. Next question.
For Beeltarn.
That's an interesting defense.
For Beeltarn, how does it feel to be so hated? You consider the best sacrificed... You are considered the best sacrifice for the birth of Slaanesh.
We're the only Eldar real enough to take on the burden to sacrifice ourselves so that we can win! Because all the other Eldar are literally stupid!
That's fair.
You'd be nowhere without us. Nowhere.
Definitely got that Xbox live chat energy, doesn't it?
Okay. Damn. I do have a question for each of the brothers here. I'll start with you, Eli. Was the energy and the vibes brought today because you lacked enough material later to do it a legit argument?
No, sir. I had all my stuff. Mm-hmm. I had all my facts in there.
He did have facts in there.
Where were they?
He said to be listening.
I caught him. Oh, I did catch some facts in there in between the
somewhere the somewhere in there
induced raging.
And waiting for Andy, there. Andy, I'll ask why are Death Watch as exciting as what Bill Tarn just offered me then? Could Death Watch match what that was?
Of course. I mean, not to. If you think like Eli's angry, have you ever seen a space marine? They're like, we have the Angry Marines fan brew or homebrew. When was the last time we saw a homebrew of Bial Tarn? They're just slender, posh elves who are like, oh, we can be angry too, even though we don't have a home and we're not relevant and we could get bodied by any space marine of the Death Watch because we're Xenos specialists and we use the weapons against them. And we have like a dozen watch fortresses everywhere. And we have the backing of the Inquisition who have unlimited resources. Just a bunch of screaming Eldar circling the drain before their entire species goes extinct.
That's Colin, do you have any questions for the boys?
I've got some pointed questions for each. Admittedly, it might be slightly harder on Andy, but because it's a little bit tabletop related, but it's in a way I think you have potential to answer. My question for you, Andy, is how does it feel to have arguably the worst combat patrol for Space Marines as part of the Death Watch with not a single centerpiece model or really anything that looks interesting?
Feels bad, but again, at least there's the opportunity for a rebrand. When are we going to get a rebrand for Bial Tarn? We can get a new codex around the corner at any point for Death Watch. Bial Tarn's not going to get one. Eldar's probably not going to get one at this rate for a long time.
Shut up.
Death Watch. I'm sorry, but Death Watch have every... like even with recently, there was that Inquisition. Each Ordo had like a box set. That was pretty recent. We've got plenty of opportunity to have a comeback. Bial Tarn, less so.
All right. Eli, my question for you is, how do you justify having white as the main color scheme you have to paint?
It's only for real ones. You ought to be real good to play Bial Tarn if you want to paint them nice. And when they paint it nice, they look real nice.
All right.
Green is very sexy.
All right.
You know it.
Should go through the rest of the donations, by the way?
Yes, we do.
Let's have a few more. Let's see. Caleb Collins, the two, they did the right thing. Less Eldusi, the better. We'll agree to disagree on that one, but thank you. Bunny Cop, I didn't know the personality trait for Bail Tarn was alpha male gym bro coach. Eli, gonna tell us to remember our Spirit Stone post workout shake. Thank you for the five. Main Event Virgil, thank you for the five pounds.
Euros.
You're up, my bad, pimp. Eli, you POS, you made me laugh so hard I screwed up edge highlighting. Top marks for effort and creativity. And you gotta start hitting the trend.
What's the trend? Is that trend baloney sandwich?
It's a steroid.
Right.
Caleb Collins again with the two. Did Andy steal Eli's lucky chart? Tom Warren with the five. No one who's going to live to next week has ever said anything bad about the Inquisition, so clearly it's a good organization.
Exactly. You get it. You get it.
It's a lot to take in, though.
I don't know what to do here, man.
It's facts and logic versus nipples.
I have one last question.
Nipples and rage.
I'm glad for both of you.
Eli, tell me about your characters for your faction.
We don't need any special characters. We just sacrificed the Avatar. In that case,
if we are going to do that, I do have a similar question to Andy.
I'll ask Andy as well.
Andy, what was the characters for Death Watch?
Our characters are to the lack of Eldar books, all right?
Excuse me. Well, I mean, I've already mentioned that we have Asgur, Warfist. Anytime you do any lore on the setting, you'll always like get characters. I was just going through like Eye of Medusa recently, and they had Epistolary Lydric from the Iron Hands. There's also you had Zeril, who's one of the Iron Fathers who seconded. Every single chapter, for the most part, has like a guy in it. And like Artemis is the most infamous of all because he's the one who's just like, are you going to kill like Slaanesh with like a ritual? That's cringe. At least he's done something more so than any Bialtan character ever, because they don't have any characters. They're just like the Necrons in a way, and like, but not like the Zandrex and Oberons of the world. They're like just the foot soldiers who have no personality other than their color scheme. That's a bit
weird. That is tough for me.
There are characters like that exist in Bialtan. We just don't have novels.
Question to Andy is, how do you justify every single character in the Death Watch to a man just being another chapter?
Huh?
Every Death Watch member is a loner. Like, loner as in they've been loaned to the Death Watch.
Not necessarily. You get black shields, and you also get people who never leave. There's one guy who's just called Vigilant, and that's his name because he's from an unknown chapter, and he's trying to preserve the Jericho Reach from disaster. And he's like, I have no chapter. I'm never going back. My duty is we got to save the Jericho Reach from the Xenos. And that's what he does, and he's a chaplain. Like, there are characters that, like, Asgur Warfist, he remained in... Even though he was a Wolf Lord, he was essentially like nearly a chapter master almost of the Space Wolves. He remained with the Death Watch. So even Titus was like, I should go back to the Watch Fortress until the chaplain's like, no, you've been reassigned. He was willing to go back after a decade. Some people just don't go back. Just saying.
Damn. That one does hit tough for me because I'm only really like, I'm drawn to characters. So. it's a bit of a tough break. Colin, any more questions, or do you think you're ready to make a verdict?
I think I'm out. Oof.
Hey, characters don't win wars, the army does.
This is a brutal strike from the comments, though.
You're about to say, damn.
Yeah.
The Raven Guard and Orcs all in one battle last I checked. I don't remember her name, but hey there.
Do you think you're ready that you got a decision made, Colin?
I
I think I do too. I will say, from what I thought, like in my heart, like I was like trying to listen to both like things. I'm trying to, like, at this point now, what do I even remember that you both said to me? Because it was a lot. Thanks, Eli. Annie's one just makes more sense. And I feel like if it was like versus each other, like straight up in just one go, the loss of the craft world is huge.
We still have a craft world, bro.
No, but it's like, it's kind of, it's low
it's
budget.
It's in pieces, stuff, but it's a fleet and they're repairing it. It's literally still there.
Yeah, not fit. But then Eli's whole
It's not
thing...
like the Phalanx or the Rock where they're like, it's kind of damaged, but it's still like a really imposing, like massive
we
ship.
We saved the galaxy, right? Our bad.
Who hasn't saved the galaxy in Warhammer 40K? Come
not
on.
Not the Death Watch! Everyone. Not the Death Watch!
Angle does say you can
save it from
the
filthy Xenos.
If you want to.
Yuck.
I will say that Eli's whole shtick of, it just reminds me of that video of the guy going like, what are you doing? I'm up at 4 a.m. while you're in bed like a dickhead. So I'm going to have to give it to Eli because I just can't. Like, it was just honestly, like, I can't even tell you what he said in the last 30 minutes. But
He filibustered you to your victory. There you go.
It was heart. He had heart in that. The guy ate an egg. I don't know how you can't win after that. Unfortunately, like it literally is like, thank you for your facts and logic, but funny thing.
Man, although funny just bear thing. In mind, Eli, you can't do what you did tonight again because it will have diminishing returns after this one. We've seen egg.
I have to give it to Eli then, Colin.
There might be no surprise here.
I'm gonna come out with a shock. I'm gonna give it to Andy.
What?
Wow.
Eldar fan?
Believe me, in my soul, I wanted to give it to Eli, but I was waiting for a Dawn of War slam dunk. There was no Dawn of War slam dunk. Baelton's in Dawn of War.
I haven't played the Dawn of War campaign in so long, bro. All
right, fair enough. But there's that. There's, you know,
typical Iandan backstab, by the way.
I like Craft World Iandan.
Guys on the Iandan team. Doesn't
wow, they're really. People were wondering why we paired these two up. It was literally space racism, and the worst of all was apparently Iandan, who don't like their own kind. Damn. It's a tiebreaker then.
We have a poll.
That's all I was
which
going
is what
for
Eli
was
won.
Win the chat win.
Yeah, it was actually our win for close. It was closer than I thought it would be, to be honest. I thought the spectacle of Eli's arguments was 58% to Eli, 41% to me. So I don't know where the other 1% went, but still, I think not being funny, I couldn't match the creatine of Eli's.
No.
Rampage might be the word to describe it. My more measured, I was like, I'm going to do like, You're hard as fire, but I'm cold as ice. I'm going to contrast. But no, internet age, everyone's like, we want the shouty man to shout and eat the egg.
Bruh, that was nuts. Jesus Christ.
I got the other victory, Chad. I did it.
But at what cost?
I told you I'd do it.
With that being said, though, everyone who donated during the stream, thank you so much, particularly. Some of you say some diabolical stuff in the chat, but we do appreciate that.
So I love Prince Uno.
Colin Arch diabolical, damn.
Don't say those words.
We may have dropped a few words in this stream as well.
Yeah, sorry for all the swear Eli. Words. I don't usually swear.
Mr. Milov, a few last donation here, I think. Mr. Milov there, if that's on the screen, says Eli is going to catch an aneurysm when the Tau god devours the entire Baelton with some
Baelton is the tactical. Only Eldar faction that is safe from GW's author hatred of Eldar.
It's only moderately safe too.
Yeah, they only take minor L's instead of losing every single man on their craft world to one Space Marine chapter.
We will leave on the note by Jake Thornton, who says every Eldar W is just an L in disguise, and it really I couldn't. Thank all. Shut up, man. I see you typing.
Will you shut the hell up, man?
Your whore mouth. Appreciate it. Damn. That's crazy performance. Thank you guys so much for watching, for listening. We really appreciate that. All the donations were amazing. Amazing performance, by the way, Eli, particularly because I think he went over top. Andy, for getting his shirt off as well. Nuts. We'll see you all very soon. We've got some more lore stuff coming next week and then some tier lists and all that goodness. More pre-recorded stuff as well. So a few things might be coming in just the middle of the week. You'll be surprised. And we'll catch you all very soon. Oh, no, Thankful just got here. Sorry, brother. Go back and watch some of this stuff. We really, bro. Honestly, Thankful.
Eli's intro is not to be missed.
Thankful, we needed you for this. Appreciate you guys all, and we'll see you guys very soon. Peace.
Love you guys.
Cheers. Bye. The merchandising.
Bye-bye.
Good. Bye merch.
Yeah.
Bye merch.